This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. We're still a ways away from approval of the USMCA agreement, replacing the old NAFTA. But the meat and dairy interest in the U.S. say they like what's been worked out by and large. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Not all agriculture groups are helped by trade agreements. That's just the way it is sometimes, but it appears for the most part, our ag groups in the U.S. have been reacting favorably to the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement designed to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. When you look specifically at the dairy and meat sector, the dairy groups, represented by the president and chief executive officer of the International Dairy Foods Association, have testified that the importance of global trade really matters, and so new free trade agreements are crucial. Dr. William Dykes welcomes the provisions with Mexico because that country now accounts for 1/4 of our total dairy exports. And the industry says it's pleased that this new agreement will preserve the duty-free market access to Mexico. But then there's Canada. Dr. Dykes says the agreement appears to address Canada's dairy policy measures that restrict market access, but he cautions that the corrections made by the Canadians need to be monitored and enforced. Dr. Dykes says with Canada setting a precedent of not filling its quotas, in his words, "We believe that actual market access for the U.S. dairy industry to the Canadian market could be much lower than what was negotiated." For the pork industry, they seem to be pleased with what was hammered out in the agreement. The Director of International Trade for the National Pork Producers Council, Maria Ziba, testified that in order to take advantage of the duty-free access afforded through the new agreement, Mexico's 20% tariff on U.S. pork must be lifted. And she says for that to happen, the U.S. needs to resolve a dispute over imports of Mexican steel and aluminum. I'll be back after this.